Thank you very much for that lovely introduction. Well, I don't know how many of you are familiar with a place called home, but I suspect quite a few of you will be. And I just want to say thank you for inviting me here today to share a little bit about a place called home, our history, what we've been through, the programs we're offering, and maybe where we're heading to. So the organization has changed quite a bit, so I'm happy to share all these new discoveries with you. So as you can see, a place called home is the path to dignity, you know. When people are homeless, you know, they need a friend. They need connection. They need shelter. They need support and security. So that's what a place called home is all about, is providing those things to those that don't have them. A place called home is a not-for-profit charitable organization that provides shelter and around-the-clock services support to the homeless and those at risk of being homeless in the city of Kawartha Lakes in Haliburton County. Our philosophy is welcoming and non-judgmental. Individuals, families, men, families with children, including women of all ages, including youth, are welcome. People living with addictions, mental health struggles, and other issues that affect their ability to maintain their housing are welcome at a place called home, provided that they don't have a place to go to that night. We at a place called home deserve, believe, that everybody deserves a place to return to at their end of their day. A safe place. Not a couch. Not out in the cold somewhere where we have many individuals right now, maybe over 30, that have been living rough and out on the street. And our winter program has just kicked in, so we are rapidly trying to assist those folks. But it's been really rough. Place Called Home's been running at capacity, and we are trying our best to support those that do not have shelter. So welcome, and thank you for inviting me again. And I'm not going to review my information, because it already has been lovely provided. So we'll move on, but I will say that I have been with the organization since 2004 and have been around for many of these positive changes. I have committed my professional career to this organization and doing everything I can to support people in crisis, people that are homeless. So this is where it all began. A place called Home's first five-bedroom home on Mary Knoll. Back in June 1995, under the direction of Lori Polito, operated this small five-bedroom rooming house, like more like a rooming house than a shelter. Services were provided out of a small, basically a closet, out of the John Howard Society. But, you know, I mean, we did everything we could to at least keep the ball rolling so that we could keep on trying to help people in crisis. Then, 1997-6 Pinto. And I don't know if many of you know Zita Devan. Zita Devan was our founding chair at a place called Home and has made a huge impact on, you know, the homeless services that individuals can access in this community. And she's just made so many wonderful changes. So Zita served as a catalyst for community action in sheltering the homeless. And in fact, back in 1985, and only Zita can tell this story perfectly, but would tell you that Zita was working at Sir Stanford Fleming College, and she was running the Jobs Ontario program, or a similar named program, and she met up with a young man who could have been her son. And while she was assisting him to complete his job application, he had put down 76 Pinto Street. And Zita, being a long-term resident of a place called home, or a long-time, you know, a supporter of a place called home, but a long-time resident of Lindsay, you know, quickly knew that there was no such street as 76 Pinto. So she gently prodded a few more questions to the young man, and finally the young man embarrassingly admitted that he'd been living, sleeping in an unlocked car. Not his car, someone else's car. And from that point on, it became very clear that our community needed supports for those that who are unsheltered. And what I can say is that efforts to support this young man, as well as other homeless families and individuals, many attempts were made, but it was very clear that our community lacked resources back in 1985. So thank goodness to St. Andrew's Church, the Lindsay Ministerial Association, as well as other local churches and other concerned and caring citizens got together and worked together. And in 1995, the doors to a place called Home's first transitional house was opened. In July 2003, after many years of running the first transitional house, the need was very clear that it was much larger than what we initially anticipated. And so, again, we reached out to the community for support, to the local churches and business owners and everyone, the city, to see what we could do to provide, you know, a really full-size shelter. And I'm happy to say, in July 2003, a place called Home was able to purchase 64 Lindsay Street South. And the accompanying buildings, there's two other buildings on the property that were in dire need of renovation. And as you can see, lots of major renovations needed on the left side compared to the right. And we had two sessions of renovation. And finally, when all those renovations were completed, our residents and our staff were able to move in to the newly renovated shelter. And so in January 2003, we held our ribbon cutting event and started to provide shelter and homelessness services. In 2002, we delivered our homeless prevention programs, helping those with energy bills, identification issues, and outreach. So those programs were very integral part of a place called Home Services. And in 2015, unfortunately, those services were defunded. And shortly after, those programs were adopted by the City of Coeur Lakes Housing Department. And so they have those similar programs now, but they are administering it. And then, in 2018, a place called Home was very lucky enough to be able to purchase an adjacent house just along across the way from our property. And so we bought another transitional house. And this house would allow those who are leaving the shelter up to 4 years of transitional renting so they could stay there for 4 years while they stabilize their life at this house, which was completely renovated and is absolutely gorgeous. So that was one wonderful thing that we were able to do. And this is a picture of the new transitional house. As you can see, it's quite a lovely home. And we're continuing to make improvements on it every day. I planted some beautiful shrubs there in the fall. And looking forward to maybe planting some trees or some flowers. But again, four-year transitional housing opportunities. So clients that reside in this home not only receive reasonable rent, but they also receive staff support, which is very important when you're trying to sustain your housing. Sometimes you just need that little extra help to get through. And then along came COVID-19. Oh, everything just blew up for a place called home. And we were stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know, we weren't able to provide the safe shelter that we had once before because we were not able to provide 6 feet of distance between our clients. Being a shelter, our clients would have to have their separate bathrooms. Our shelter was old. I mean, certainly we'd made improvements, but it definitely wasn't COVID friendly. So, again, we reached out to the city and we reached out to the community as we could only reach so much help to the city. So we had to raise an additional $1.5 million through a capital campaign, which we successfully did. And here are some pictures of the renovation. And here's a picture of the finished shelter. That's where a lot of money went into it. Our $1.5 million and many, many generous donors who helped us raise those funds. It was the biggest fundraiser our agencies ever completed in the history of the organization. Yeah, and I can tell you, during all that time, our clients were sheltered at the Knights Inn Motel, which is pretty difficult. You know, there's no kitchen at the Knights Inn Motel. And a lot of comfort, like just being on the edge of town. You know, if you don't have a vehicle, well, you're stuck, you know. I mean, even close to the corner store is going to be, you know, maybe a half a mile walk. So it wasn't good. Our clients were really isolated from their family and friends, church, everything, employment opportunities. So that said, I will say that we did receive a lot of support from the community, with people bringing over hot meals to the hotel and snacks, just to make it more manageable. And it really was an amazing help. So fortunately, though, finally in June 2022, we were able to move back to a place called home. It was very, very exciting. And it took a little while to get everyone in and to get our services rolled out to the downtown community and to make those reconnect with everybody to make sure that they were aware that a place called home was back and in business to help people that are unsheltered or at risk of homelessness. This home was called recently, actually dedicated recently, the Diane Walls House. And this is one of the buildings that is on a place called Homes Property that was recently renovated and will be used as additional transitional rental housing opportunities. Right now, there is some kind of agreement between a place called Home and the City of Quartz Lakes in terms of that programming. So, but we will be moving people in very shortly. This house is Pinto House, and this was actually the original shelter building, where where our shelter office was and where many of our clients stayed. And that got a renovation and was rededicated to Zita Devan, but in memory of the young man that Zita attempted to help with the 1976 Pinto. I mean, that's a story that we could never forget, you know? People so desperate and struggling that they're living in unlocked cars in the middle of the night that aren't even their own. I mean, we can't go back to that. We just can't. Anyway, we're so lucky that we've been able to renovate this home, and this home is now actually a permanent, filled with rooms with permanent rental spaces, meaning that as long as there's people are paying their rent, don't cause any major problems, they are welcome to stay there as long as they like at a reasonable rate. So we're very, very happy. And again, those spaces are meant for clients that are immediately exiting shelter and given that opportunity, provided that there is availability. So the current programs at a place called home. So our biggest program is obviously our shelter services. And so with our shelter services, we can provide shelter to 19 individual people 24/7, 7 days a week. That would include they'll have access to shower and laundry facilities. They have a beautiful centralized kitchen with dining area. It's absolutely beautiful. And the shelter is accessible, which was it never really was before. So now anyone can get around because there's elevators. So if there's someone in a wheelchair or just crutches, they can get around, and that's fantastic because sometimes we do have some, you know, seniors that need some shelter. Again, as I said, it's open 24/7, 365 days a year with qualified social workers who assist clients residing in shelter to find stability and housing and, I dare say, understanding and compassion, because those two pieces make a huge difference in terms of how people are able to move forward. A lot easier to move forward if you feel that you have a team behind you, a team that cares and a team who has resources. So again, the only caveat to stay at a place called home shelter is anyone that does not have a place to sleep tonight. So if you know anyone in that situation, I highly recommend you have them give us a call because we would love to help them, especially in these cold temperatures. Our other program that we have is Outreach and Aftercare Services. So this program is designed to provide support and stability to those clients that are moving out of shelter. Sometimes you just need that little extra boost to get on your feet. And so we do everything we can to provide that extra boost, whether that's meals, whether that's counseling, whether that's helping them get hooked up to different programs, financial support, what have you. We do everything we can to support someone. Additionally, we have people that are living in the community that are at risk. And as I said before, they're living on couches or they're living literally outside, living rough. And we're trying to support those people until they can get into shelter or until they can get into one of our new programs, which is called Out of the Cold, which I'll tell you a little bit more in a bit. So that's Outreach and Aftercare. And as I said, because of the cold temperatures, the city, Quartz Lakes, and a place called home are working together in collaboration to house some people at the Knights Inn Hotel again. Because our capacity is full, and the reality is that, you know, some people are, you know, for whatever reasons, can't go to hotel. They've burned their bridges at hotel. They can't go back there. So what does that leave them? It leaves them nowhere. So we have to take the stand and support those people no matter what. So we've been doing a lot of juggling with our clients and so forth, and have figured out a way that we can shelter those that are hard to serve and still keep the ones that are not so hard to serve quite happy, and because they're a little bit more independent as well. Other services that we provide are trustee services. So we have two lines of trustee services. One is youth trustee. So, and that was a program I used to administer just up until this past June when I started my new fund development position. I worked in youth trustee services since 2015. And it was a wonderful opportunity to work with youth who have left home They're between the ages of 16 and 18, and they have nowhere to go, and they're seeking income to support themselves. Without income, then they could fall prey to anybody. So my goal was to get youth approved for Ontario Works, get them on a budget, help them find housing, help them get into school, and everything else, like literally everything else, get them help getting their identification, help them get ready for a job, interview, like everything. You just do everything in that program, and it's a fantastic program, and it's a much, much needed program. The other program is called Intensive Case Management, which is more of an adult trustee program, and this program is more intended for those that are really struggling to stay stable. Their housing is at risk. They need additional budgeting and financial tools to help stabilize their housing, as well as other referrals, perhaps to mental health, perhaps to forecast, medication counseling, that type of thing. So addiction counseling. It's a great program. Lastly, I think we're getting close to the end here. This is the permanent house, and as I mentioned, this is Pinto House. So this is the same house that was named after the young man. So this is permanent housing opportunities for those leaving the shelter. And it's beautiful. They just renovated it just like a real home. It's lovely. And so there's the two transitional programs working together. So, and both programs are staff supported. And then house again. Now, this is more independent living, so staff are not supporting these clients, but we're only a few feet away. So, and that's the beauty of it. A client can come and say, hey, we need a little help. And we're there to support them and help resolve that. So it really is a win-win for the client. I just want to tell you a little bit about what's going on in our community. Not a lot of affordable housing is being built in our community, which is a major problem. Many low-income earners, such as those earning minimum wage or on Ontario Works or on Ontario Disability, are simply not keeping up, are not able to keep up, whether they want to or not. For instance, a single person on Ontario Works, they make a total of $733 entire. That is to include their rent portion. So, if you pay $600 for a room, that leaves you $133. For the rest of the month, for everything, for food, for medication, for transportation, just for everything. It's no wonder people are struggling. It's a big concern. So, again, A Place Called Home is doing everything we can to help these people in crisis. Make sure I didn't cut anything else. Again, our shelter has been at capacity, and we are seeing in our outreach program double the amount of people, which is unusual. And I don't know if part it's due to inflation as well, but people just don't have the food. Like, they just don't have enough food to keep themselves going. So, again, we had to cut. We were giving more food out, but because the demand is so high, we want to make sure everyone gets a meal or two. We've had to cut what we can give back a bit. So, as I said, City of Quartz Lakes and A Place Called Home is working on an out-of-the-cold program, and it's currently running now. So if you know anyone that needs a place to stay because they don't have any place, please refer them to A Place Called Home. Please. Because we don't want anyone freezing to death. It's very, very sad when something like that happens when it could be avoided. Anyway, I just wanted to say the future prospect is that a place called home will continue to endeavor to build our programs and support, to try to keep up with the demand that we are seeing in our community for shelter, for food, for services. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you all for having me come here today. I see this as a real privilege because I'm pretty sure that most of you have been in this community a long time, and I know that you care about it a great deal. So it's really wonderful, and I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions or if you want to reach out to me or look at our website, you're more than welcome to. So thank you again very much for inviting me. Thank you.